Good morning. This is Ray Anchin, one of the elders at Good News Bible Chapel, with your prayer cast for October 11, 2017. Today's headlines indicated that after 1,000 leads later, probe still stumped by shooter, referring to the tragedy in Las Vegas. While reading the news, I quickly noticed another report of a new hurricane, the most hurricanes in a season since 1800s, followed by a report on the increasing death toll from the fires in Southern California. It seems that peace of mind evades us at every turn. While we begin to pick ourselves up from one catastrophic event, yet another occurs. It is but natural to be rattled and disconcerted. But then the Lord speak to us out of the storm, "Be still and know that I am God," Psalm 46:10. As he calmed the seas in the midst of a storm, and he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still," and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm, Mark 4:39, we find his soothing and calming presence in our midst. While in Exodus 14 we read that there was a sense of urgency as Moses led the people of Israel towards the Red Sea with the Egyptian army on their heels, where God parted the waters and the people crossed over. However, more often than not, God asks us to trust him and be still. As we go through our frantic daily schedules, it is important to be still, and in the stillness and quietness of the moment, hear his voice speaking to our hearts, comforting, reassuring, strengthening, and guiding. I was thinking, how is it possible to be calm and still during some of the most difficult times in our lives? And the Lord reminded me to look back at his great providence, faithfulness, love, and caring over the entirety of our existence. Indeed, if we count for many blessings and name them one by one, we would be surprised and encouraged to see his faithfulness when the way seemed dark and dismal. This is exactly why when the children of Israel led by Joshua came to the River Jordan, God instructed the priests bearing the ark to be still. "And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan." Joshua 3:8. God then asked them to establish a memorial for rocks. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan. In the future, when your children ask you, "What do these stones mean?" tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Joshua 4. Time spent in prayer, meditation, and reflection can encourage, strengthen, and equip us to boldly face the day and whatever it may bring. My prayer today is that God will help each of us to be still, regardless of the raging waters and storm clouds that surround us. When we cannot see, we can rest assured that our ever-loving God can see for us and carry us on his shoulders as a shepherd carries his lost sheep. Let us remember in prayer our brothers and sisters in hurricane-ravaged parts of the U.S. mainland and Puerto Rico as they recover and rebuild. Let us pray for the families of the bereaved and wounded in Las Vegas. Let us pray for the bereaved, homeless, and many who are in harm's way of the raging fires in Southern California. At some of the darkest and most difficult days of our lives, my prayer is that we can be encouraged, knowing God is with us. "For in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength," Isaiah 30:15. "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him," Psalm 37:7.